Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I think I want to begin in the U.S., and if we have some time at the end, move to Argentina. But I'm wondering if you're seeing anything that might change the dry pattern that we're seeing maybe in the next 10 days or so.
No, not in the northwestern Corn Belt or the heart of the plains. I think both areas are running a very tight weather pattern here without any signs of change. We'll go 10 days easily with the status quo. At the end of that 10-day period, we will see a little return flow of moisture coming back from the Gulf of Mexico after we're quite cold in the eastern part of the U.S. next week. And whenever you have a situation like that, when you bring warm air in from the Gulf of Mexico over a cold air mass, you usually get a little bit of rain to develop, or snow. The problem is that it looks like the way the flow pattern is aloft, most of the precipitation will end up moving through the delta and the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, once again bypassing most of the western Corn Belt and the plains. So I really think we're stuck in a rut here. I think we're probably going to see this through February. It's going to have to be sometime in March probably when we start to shift things around.
All right, let's go to South America, and specifically Argentina, because I believe they're experiencing a ridge of high pressure keeping it dry?
That's right. The ridge is supposed to get to its maximum intensity starting Sunday and lasting through a fair amount of next week. But between now and then, they will be ramping up and it will be getting warmer. We've got a few showers that will scatter through the west and south part of Argentina during the next 2 days. But after that, I think it'll be fairly dry and very warm. The topsoil has already firmed up in a large part of corn and soybean country, so we're now relying on subsoil moisture, and by the time we get to this point next week, that subsoil moisture in some western parts of the country will probably be drifting a little low, and the crop stress levels will likely be rising. That puts a lot of pressure on the last week in January when scattered showers are supposed to come back and the ridge of high pressure is supposed to break down. If for some reason that change fails to occur, the situation in Argentina will become much different with stress levels high enough to reduce the production potential. So a lot of pressure on that last week of January and on into February. I personally believe we will see scattered showers and relief, but we'll still need to watch the situation pretty closely to make sure they get all areas relieved of the drying.
Thank you much, Drew.
Have a good day.
Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.